Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our tri-state forecast from Pat Pagano, partly sunny, a drying wind, 85 to 90, possibly an afternoon thunderstorm. Tomorrow, changeable skies, windy and cool, with a shower in the afternoon, mid-60s. On Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, 70 to 75. And on Monday, it should be sunny, temperature in the mid-70s. We'll get the details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. In a story in the Republican American, extremely generous donations have fueled Sharon's hunt for a new fire truck. Sharon Fire Department's main engine has been a stalwart, but after 32 years of service, costs to keep it up are prohibitive. Department members are running a capital campaign to raise funds for a new tanker engine. Kim Holfield, the department's treasurer, said fundraising began last fall with a letter sent to all residents and homeowners. The estimated cost of the truck is $575,000, with prices soaring because of the pandemic. So far, $350,000 has been raised. Low Road Foundation has pledged a matching grant, and wine tasting party at Lookout Farm on Sharon Valley Road is planned for September. They noted the department, like so many other nonprofits, had to put fundraising events on hold during COVID-19, stymieing efforts to fill its coffers. The department president, Stanley McMillan III, said the impetus for purchasing a tanker is the ability to carry more water. The truck will be purchased from Four Guys Fire Apparatus in Pennsylvania. Sharon has two firehouses, one in the center of town on West Main Street, the other at Taconic Grange Hall in the Ellsworth section. One of the last three fire squads in the region to operate solely with volunteers, Sharon's firefighters answer mutual aid calls from other towns. They also have new recruits that are needed, always being sought. Well, Goshen takes issue with the flying of the Pride flag, and they look to ban it. The colorful flag mounted to the information kiosk in Simon Scroville Park next to Town Hall recognizes June as Pride Month. Could be the last flag displayed on the town-owned property. First Selectman Todd Cursilio said Wednesday he plans to propose an ordinance banning the display of politically themed flags on town property. The ordinance would be similar to one used in Southington, where only the U.S. state and town flags are allowed to be flown. Carcillo has forwarded the Southern Ordinance to the town attorney and Selectman Mark Harris and Dexter Kinsella for their review. A proposed ordinance would first have to be approved by the Board of Selectmen and then by voters at a town meeting. The Pride Month flag recognizing acceptance of the LGBTQ community nationally went up last week after Selectmen granted approval. Audrey Blondin, a Goshen resident and secretary of the Democratic State Central Committee, proposed the idea to the Selectmen. Since the flag appeared, Cresciolo said he's received numerous phone calls, emails, and text messages from residents concerned about its presence. The Saugerties Town Board voted yesterday to cancel this weekend's gun show at the Kiwanis Ice Arena, citing uncertainty about what has become a controversial topic in town. The Saugerties Board voted to cancel the show, which was scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, and refund the promoter's deposit. The show initially appeared to be canceled on Thursday, June 9th, when Saugerties Police Chief Joseph Sinaga released a statement with comments from Patronus and Town Supervisor. They cited the recent mass shootings around the country. The next day, Patronus wrote a letter to the town board asking for the show to go on. The board shut that down at its meeting on Wednesday. Ringo Starr and his all-star band show at Tanglewood has been rescheduled. The fourth time may be the charm. The proposed Ringo Starr and his all-star band show at Tanglewood, originally slated for Friday night, June 17th, is now set for Labor Day, Monday, September 5th at 6 p.m. Gates will open for the two-hour show at 3 p.m. Starr had bowed out of the remainder of the summer North American tour last Saturday when two of his band members tested positive for COVID-19. The postponed performances, previously scheduled fall concerts, will now start at Tanglewood and conclude October 20th in Mexico City. Because of the pandemic, the Beatles drummer had to cancel shows at Tanglewood in 2020 and 2021 and then postpone the opening show in the Popular Artist Series on Friday. According to the BSO, people can request a refund by emailing tickets at bso.org. The deadline for a refund request is August the 15th.
Saugerties Town Board has canceled the gun show after a controversial back and forth that was meant to go on this weekend at the Kiwanis Ice Arena in Saugerties, but now it's been called off by the town board. They voted to cancel the show, which was scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, and refund the promoter's deposit. In Falls Village, a community public painting will be held on Sunday at 9 a.m. That'll create a rainbow crosswalk at the intersection of Main Street and BB Hill Road. The Falls Village Equity Project said the crosswalk will commemorate Juneteenth and Pride Month and serve as a welcome mat for all visitors to the town.
Business Brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You can find a daily tapas menu and also nightly specials, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 29,927.07, the NASDAQ at 10,646.10, and the S&P 500 at 3,666.77. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.